This is Jason Albert, and you're listening to the Faster Skeeter podcast. On February 17th, I caught up with U.S. ski team member Andy Newell. Newell flew back to Vermont earlier this week, choosing to skip the final European World Cups in Lahti, Finland. Newell said the need to recharge and reflect on what has been a long season and prepare for the upcoming Ski Tour Canada were his primary goals. Newell, at 32 years old, is a veteran World Cup skier. He doesn't mince words. He jumps to the point that he is mulling retirement or an abbreviated World Cup schedule in the near future. Do you want to talk about why you flew home and how are you feeling currently?
I basically made the last minute decision kind of to fly home and skip Lahti, which meant coming home for an additional week, but getting a good 2 weeks at home before the Canadian World Cup started. And I did that for a couple of reasons. Probably the biggest reason was for a while now in the World Cup, I've kind of been, I wouldn't use the word motivation necessarily because I feel like all skiers are motivated, but struggling a little bit to find that kind of motivation because the life on the road can wear you down a little bit. This year especially, it's been tough at times for me, kind of a culmination of dealing with racing and feeling like you're maybe not quite skiing to your potential. And then also just, you know, the days and days on the road. I've been doing this for a long time. I've been racing World Cup since 2004. The kind of 2005-2006 season was my first full World Cup season where I was really kind of going after every World Cup and going after points. So it's been quite a few years of doing that. And I just felt like it was time for me to kind of come home and take a break and kind of reevaluate things a little bit. I'd say for probably the past month or more, or 2 months, I've been really wrestling with the notion of possibly retiring from ski racing.
You know, every athlete has, you know, there's the end of the road, kind of the cliche. And, you know, is this something that you've been positing for a while, or do you maintain your, like, how long you would stay in the sport based on, like, Olympic cycles? And this is just something that's come up in the past month or so?
I guess the idea of retirement could seem pretty, like it came up suddenly, but it is something that's been on my mind for a while. And for me, it doesn't necessarily revolve around an Olympic cycle. I've always prided myself, I guess, on being a World Cup skier and really embracing that grind. It's a great lifestyle, and it's something I've never, you know, wanted to take for granted, or something I've always been grateful for, are the opportunities I've had racing on the World Cup. But at the same time, it is quite a grind, and I've been racing full World Cup seasons for 10 years or more. I think a lot of people maybe don't even kind of remember that I've been at it for that long because I got started so young on the World Cup scene. There were years when I was really concerned and my top priority was racing kind of every World Cup and going after that crystal globe and going after every sprint. Even as early as 06, I was finishing in the top 10 on the World Cup sprint standings, you know, finishing 8th and 6th. And a few years ago, I finished 4th and 5th. And so I've kind of been living that lifestyle of plugging away on each and every World Cup. It's an exciting lifestyle, but at the same time, as you start to get older, you do have to try to weigh the pros and cons a little bit. And I think as I've gotten older, and especially in these last year or so, sometimes the cons of being on the road can outweigh the pros, you know, and that starts to wear on you, whether for whatever reason. And so that was one of the reasons why I decided to come home and skip Lahti and try to be more focused on just maybe a select few races and not continue on with the full tour.
What are some of the cons that people might not necessarily think about?
The obvious ones are being away from home and being away from the U.S. for so long, being away from friends and family. But there's something more than that. I think when you are in the World Cup bubble for so long, it can be easy to lose yourself a little bit and lose sight of what's really important. I think as an athlete, like the most, what keeps us going are a number of things. But if I can, you know, simplify it so much is saying that, you know, what keeps us going are, one, feeling like you're improving is a huge factor. So feeling like the work you're putting in is paying off, that is a huge kind of motivator for an athlete. And of course, results are huge. You know, if you want to, in order to stay happy and healthy on the World Cup, it helps if you're having those great results. But when things start to slide, it can be difficult to kind of keep your mind in the game. I think the feeling that you are getting better and improving is something that, for me, is really what motivates me and keeps me going. it can be easy to lose track of that sometimes when you're on the World Cup. So sometimes just kind of stepping away and taking a breather, I found is a good way to get your bearings again.
And is it good to be home?
So yeah, it is good to be home, and it's good to go out skiing and training. I mean, I went, you know, roller skiing today, which is kind of crazy to do that, but No, it's good to go out once you are kind of away from the World Cup bubble a little bit. You can catch your breath a little bit, go out and ski, kind of clear your head in a lot of ways that it's hard to do when you're on the road.
You know, jump to this season, you started off with, I think, a fourth place. You know, coming off that super positive result, how did things transpire the rest of the season? And maybe do you have any thoughts as to why you weren't necessarily getting the results you thought you might?
Well, for me, I think the World Cup started off quite strong with that fourth place finish, but also leading up to that, I had a podium finish in Yelavari behind Ustigov kind of the week before that. And I think that just goes to show you that I don't feel like I'm not any less strong now or in any worse shape than I was at the beginning of the season. But it does show you the mental side of things, how being fresh mentally and being confident in your abilities, how much that can play a role in your results. And so I did come into the season pretty fresh and pretty ready to race, which is where a lot of my best results of the season have come from in the earlier races in the season. And then after that, of course, I got, you know, pretty sick in Davos, and then felt like I was kind of playing catch up a little bit. And it just goes to show you how it's so easy to get off track a little bit when you're traveling from country to country and trying to race the World Cup in that kind of capacity, I guess.
I perceive you as being someone who's connected to other sides of sport besides, say, the stopwatch. You know, you surf, you skateboard. Like, is that a challenge for you when you're on the World Cup? And, you know, some people don't have that makeup. You know, they're driven by the stopwatch, you know, 100% of the time, no matter what they're doing. Other people are not. How do you balance that during the World Cup? You know, someone who obviously you're judged by, you know, results and speed, but there's a whole nother side of you that gets, you know, mental satisfaction and physical satisfaction from just being outside and, you know, say surfing.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And obviously cross country skiing is a result based sport, but at the same time, what's kept me in it this long and what I enjoy most about it is that feeling you get when you're ski racing, that feeling of having great fitness and the feeling that, you know, the harder you push, the better it feels. The feeling of kind of everything coming together is in a race is something that we as athletes, that's what we cherish. And that's what I chase, you know, almost just as much as what the result is going to say at the end of the day. That's a huge part of things. And it's something that I think in the end, that's what keeps me skiing, you know, is that feeling. It's something that I have found harder and harder to hold on to sometimes during these long seasons when you're on the World Cup every weekend, is that kind of feeling that you're going out and racing and it's feeling good. It's a positive experience because of the feelings you're having and your ability to push yourself so hard. You have to be in a certain kind of mental space to be able to do that and be excited about how you're feeling.
You've had some health problems in the past and oftentimes struggled with hives. Is that something that you've had to deal with this winter?
No, that virus was a bad virus I caught last year. Health-wise, this year I've been doing a lot better than last year. So health-wise and strength-wise, I think I'm actually in a pretty good place. Physically and generally, and I've been feeling pretty good. So I don't think that's holding me back in any way this season.
Are you planning on doing the entire Ski Tour Canada?
That's a good question. A few weeks ago, I was at the point where I was considering not racing anymore after these last races of the season. And I think that was hard. That was a tough hurdle for me to get over mentally. And it was hard for me to race at my best when I was in that state and worrying about that too much. But being away from the World Cup has kind of allowed me to reassess things. And right now I'm planning on racing through Canada, the Canadian Tour, and showing up to those races refreshed and ready to go.
And what are your plans beyond that?
Plans beyond that, I think I'll have to reassess that, you know, in April when the season's over. Initially, the idea of, you know, no longer racing World Cups for me was a it was an interesting place to be in, you know, thinking that way for so long. And it's not that scary of a thought for me to think about, you know, life beyond skiing. I think if you were to ask me, you know, when I was a 19-year-old and I first started racing World Cups, if you were to ask me what my goals were then, I would have told you, you know, my goals are to show everyone that we can be the fastest skiers in the world, show people in the U.S. that cross-country skiing is cool, and to show the world that, that we can win medals. If you were asking me the same question now, I would, my goals would be the same. But as I move forward, I think I will eventually look into different avenues for achieving those goals. You know, I have a lot to offer, I think, the development of skiing in this country, and I look forward to taking that next step into helping the next generation. I want to see the next generation of skiers, the next generation of Olympians from this country, to have better opportunities than I ever had. To me, that's something I'm really passionate about, is kind of passing on the knowledge and making this even more of a skiing nation than we already are. But kind of the more I've thought about that, the more I think I still have a lot to offer as an athlete. And so kind of the idea of hanging them up after this season has become more of an afterthought within the last few weeks or last week. I think I'll reevaluate that in April and think about, you know, the different ways I can move forward and still be successful and still chase my dreams of winning races and winning medals. But at the same time, I think the days of seeing me chasing every single World Cup point is probably over. The days of me doing an entire World Cup season is probably over, but I will reassess that for sure in April. And I think there's a lot of great races you can do outside the World Cup, and there's a lot of great opportunities to better yourself as a skier and as an athlete if I'm not doing every single race on the World Cup or every weekend. So you might see me pick and choose races. If I'm racing at that level next year, you might see me kind of be more selective and train with an additional kind of narrow focus coming in the next years.
Does that narrow focus include distance racing? I mean, you had a really solid, I guess, a result in a marathon when you just double pulled that and placed second.
Yeah, it might, for sure. I really enjoy distance racing because of a lot of things that we've already talked about. You know, that feeling you get when you're distance racing is something that I don't always get when I'm sprint racing. When I've been on the World Cup for so many weeks only doing sprints, that's something that's not helpful to me because I get away from that feeling that you get when you're distance racing, that you're out there accomplishing something big for yourself. You know, you're pushing yourself to the limit out there in a race. And when you're just doing a sprint or a quarterfinal or just one or two heats, you know, you sometimes don't get that feeling, or at least I don't. And so the idea of doing more distance racing or maybe, you know, some longer double pole races or whatever, I think that is appealing and something I'll consider, you know, down the line, I think.
So this is a premature question, but I'm going to ask this. What do you think your most, I guess, your greatest / most lasting contribution is to skiing, having been in it for so long?
I think, of course, you know, showing folks what's possible here on the World Cup and racing internationally has always been a focus of mine. And whether it was, you know, back in 06 when I was able to when I got my first podium back in 2006, and since then, kind of working the World Cup grind, so to speak, and just trying to get out there every weekend and do my best is something I'm proud of. I'm proud of that kind of consistency. I think if you were to look back at the start list, maybe at the start list when I did get that first podium back in 2006, I think if you were to look at the start list, I don't think you would see any guys that are still racing now, let alone, you know, not to mention still qualifying on the World Cup sprints. The field has changed, you know. And so I think being able to adapt year after year and stay relevant and stay current in the sprints has been a challenge, but also something I'm proud of. And if I am to step down and not do as much World Cup racing in the future, to me, I'm not trying to take anything away from what it's like to be racing on the World Cup. Like my goals, like I was saying, would stay the same, but I would maybe be more selective about some of the races I'm going after. And I would kind of possibly change my focus from, instead of chasing every point and going after the globe, to be more like, if I only do a half of the World Cup season or a third, but I go after it and those are my races I'm focused on reaching the podium on, to me that can be just as successful as a season as chasing points all year long.
How do you, when you are over there, and you just, how are you connecting with, you know, people that are there on the ground? How do you stay sort of well?
Well, I don't think I would have even possibly made it this long if it wasn't for the team. You know, we spend a lot of time together training throughout the summers and a lot of time together on the road. And we do, we have a lot of fun together, that my teammates and I. And the side of the equation when it comes to not, if there are times when I'm not enjoying myself on the road, it is definitely an internal battle and not anything to do with what's happening over there. Like we all get along great on the World Cup, and we couldn't be happier with our coaching staff and our WAX techs. And you have to be a pretty tight unit to spend that much time together. So when we are traveling around, we all have our ups and downs on the World Cup, and it's pretty special that we all have a team there to talk with this stuff about and to pick each other up after a bad performance, or celebrate with each other when there's a good performance. That's what it comes down to, is having a strong team. At the end of the day, you know, you have to be, I do race for my team and for my country, and that's always in the back of your mind. But there's always that, for a long time, we've always been taught, you know, you have to race for yourself, you know, a little bit, and go after that feeling of being successful in achieving your own personal goals. When things like that necessarily aren't going your way, it can be hard, even with a strong team behind you, to stay motivated and stay in the game when you're out on the road.
Okay. Last question here, and you've already spoken a little bit about this, but just to kind of be more specific, you know, post World Cup career, I suppose, do you see yourself in a direct coaching role, either at the World Cup level or with, you know, development or junior skiers, or do you see yourself more in, you know, just like an NNF type role as an organizer?
I think it's hard to say, but, you know, like I said, my goals are still the same as now as they were when I was just starting World Cups, and that is to show the world what we're capable of, make cross-country skiing more popular and sustainable here in the U.S., and to show everyone in this country that we can win medals and compete against the best in the world. And so right now I'm working towards that as an athlete, but I think the time will come when I will switch roles a little bit. But those goals will stay the same. And that, I think for me, that will mean working with developing skiers in this country, in one way or another, and trying to pass down some of that knowledge that I've learned on the World Cup, and making sure that some of these developing skiers come into the World Cup and come into the World Championships or Olympics with kind of the best knowledge possible and in a place where they can compete at their best. You know, I think when the time comes, when I stop racing World Cup or stop racing altogether, I won't be disappearing from the ski scene, that's for sure.